life in Luke chapter 22, during Jesus's Last Supper, his Passover meal, he is going to give his disciples his final instructions. He knows that he's going to be leaving them in just a few hours, and he wants to give them one final lesson. While he's sitting at the table, a dispute arose among them, which of them was going to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors, but not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For which is greater, one who sits at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who sits at table? But I am among you as one who serves." These verses are packed full with incredible detail. I want to highlight a few of them, though. First of all, when Jesus speaks about the kings of the Gentiles, he's speaking about Rome. And Rome operated by the principle of might makes right. And there were those in Jesus's world, within ancient Judaism, who believed that they were going to defeat Rome using Rome's tactics. Might makes right. Jesus says, not so with you. He says, but rather let the greatest become as the youngest. Now, he in this alludes to a story from the book of Genesis where we hear about a greatest and a youngest. Understand that in Hebrew, when you speak about someone being the greatest, that can mean that they're the greatest. It can also mean that they're the oldest. And we hear about Isaac and Rebekah having twin sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob, of course, his name is going to change to Israel. Esau is also called Edom. And by the way, in the first century, that's how the Jewish people referred to Rome, Edom. They saw Rome as a reflection of Esau. And in the book of Genesis, when Rebekah is being told that she's going to have these twins, she's told that the greater will serve the younger. Jesus' contemporaries are going to take that idea and say, yes, when Israel does the will of its Father in heaven, then the greater will serve the younger. Esau, Rome, will serve Israel. But if Israel does not do the will of its Father in heaven, then the younger will be forced to serve the greater. Jesus is telling his disciples, as he does in his final days, that they are getting ready to enter into a period of turmoil where false messiahs will rise up and people are going to begin to clamor that the way that we're going to get Rome out of here and bring about God's redemption is through using Rome's method of might makes right. And Jesus says, not so with you. You're not going to be like that. Rather, you're going to serve. You want redemption to come? Follow the path of Israel, Jacob. Obey God. You want to know what that obedience looks like? You serve God. We live in a day and age where we even hear in the church voices that echo this mantra of might makes right. But not so with you. We as followers of Jesus do not need to strive to be the greatest, to hold on to power. Rather, we need to pursue our master and be servants. Not only servants of God, but servants of others as well.